On October 24, 2006, I jumped into a taxi along with my boss, Richard Branson, the founder of the Virgin Group, and a friend, Nicola Elliott. We made our way to Houghton, a leafy green suburb of Johannesburg, South Africa. Each of us carefully clutched a three-ring binder filled with hundreds of precious pages. When we arrived, we hopped out of the car and were greeted by Nelson Mandela's wife, Graça Machel. Her combination of authentic warmth, formidable wisdom, and radiant generosity quickly made us feel like we had known her for a lifetime. She had been the education minister of Mozambique, had been a freedom fighter, and now had become a fierce international advocate for women and children. We settled into their living room, and Nelson Mandela soon came to join us, dressed in one of his signature silk shirts with a detailed print, untucked at the waist. His towering stature, bright smile, and quick wit immediately lit up the room with joy and laughter. We started to go through the binders, page by page. They were filled with the rich biographies of inspired global leaders, all potential candidates to become one of the 12 elders, a collective created by Graça and Mandela in partnership with Richard and his close friend, the brilliant musician Peter Gabriel, to work on conflict resolution and other seemingly intractable issues facing humanity. I had the good fortune, alongside a wonderful set of partners, to work with them to make the idea a reality. For hours, we alternated between roars of laughter and tears as Mandela shared story after story about people like Archbishop Tutu, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, former President of the United States Jimmy Carter, and former President of Ireland Mary Robinson. The love, respect, and depth of connection he had with each one of these great leaders was clear. These relationships had helped make Mandela who he was in this world, and had given all of them enormous support toward creating something much bigger than themselves. Beyond Mandela's electric energy, the other thing that filled the room was Graça and Mandela's love for each other, an ever-present reminder of the power of a deep relationship. It was a romantic love, of course, but their relationship went well beyond that. The two were so deeply connected that you could see and feel their bond in even their most trivial interactions. Each was always looking out for the other's welfare, quick to praise the other and constantly lifting the other up with a quiet glance, a gentle smile, or a touch of the hand. Their shared love and respect radiated out to all of us in the room. I had never felt such a strong degree of loving presence, curiosity, and purpose. It was in that moment of listening to Graça and Mandela talk about their friends that I realized that the path to living a meaningful life is through the deep connections we nurture with each other. These deep connections are relationships of purpose that make us who we are. They are the enduring, got-your-back friendships found in all aspects of our lives. These relationships help us become our best selves and multiply the impact we make in the world. That realization sparked a 15-year exploration of deep connections and their role in architecting collaborative initiatives, beginning with the elders, then the B team, a group of business leaders working towards a better way of doing business, and about a dozen more initiatives that emerged from my work with Virgin Unite, the charitable arm of the Virgin Group. Over the years I spent working with many legendary collaborators, it has become clear to me that none of them achieved their legacies of impact alone. They each became who they are through the meaningful relationships they built along the way.